You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Friday edition, and it will be a shorter edition. We had a rather long show yesterday, so I decided to save my voice. And I have an announcement. I will not be giving a show next week until Thursday or Friday at the latest. We're coming up on our 1,400th show, 1,400 show. But I've been losing my voice, and I need to take several days off, hopefully to repair it. I can still hear it, but it's still giving me problems, so I thought the best thing I could do was give it a break for at least several days and then see what happens from there. And this is sort of a occupational hazard of many talk show hosts. Suddenly their voice, some people can't actually talk. I can talk, but it's still, it's irritating my throat. I think you can hear it. I can hear it for sure. What's really irritating the American people is the sense that not all people are equal when it comes to the rule of law. In other words, do we have a two-tier system, as some talk show hosts have described it, or a double standard? What I'm talking about, it seems that the rule of law applies to the American people. I never doubted it. It should. If you break the law, you should be prepared to go to prison. I like to say, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime. That's the wisdom that many people that break the law follow. And when they get caught, they realize that, well, that's what happens. Well, it seems that if you're a government employee, especially one that's a high government official, I'm not talking the GS-5 or GS-15 for that matter. What I'm talking about is people that head departments or deputies and the staff around them, because most of the people in senior positions have a number of people that are aiding and abetting them to do their jobs, which is why we have such a big bureaucracy. But what's aggravating is we've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and we're still waiting for indictments of what I call the Clinton-Obama-Democrat criminal conspiracy, namely using the United States government to spy on the Trump campaign, spy on American citizens. Now, you can do that. Let me make clear, in case anyone is doubting, the president can do it and probably did order it. And I think that's what's somewhat delaying this whole thing. But there's a problem with it. He better have what lawyers call a predicate. And if you don't have the predicate, in this case, they don't have the predicate, it's illegal political spying using the government. The American people don't like that. And as I said in the last show, there's a five-year, it depends on the crime, but for federal felonies, breaking federal law, U.S. statutes, although there are some variances, most of them are for 5 years. They got to prosecute you within 5 years. They got to bring a case within 5 years. And what was very, very frustrating is the easiest case in my mind to bring was the one that James Comey, the FBI director, and he's one of these high officials that really should be, I think, prosecuted, although I leave this up to the people that are in power. Remember, this is the Trump administration, and Trump hired Bill Barr. He got confirmed Republicans like them. The president likes them. I like them. But I'm waiting for the indictments. Now, I can wait another 6 months. But if this goes into, if nothing has happened by this time next year, I'm throwing my hands up. See, Donald Trump has a political problem. Many of his supporters are expecting results, as is Donald Trump. What's taking so damn long? We've had no indictments under Sessions, no indictments under Whitaker, and no indictments under Barr. Oh, yeah. Now we've had press releases or press opportunities where they've announced, oh, yeah, it's now a criminal investigation. Well, if it's a criminal investigation, apparently there were felonies. Of course there were felonies. You don't have to be a legal expert to figure that one out. The key, ladies and gentlemen, is you have to have the evidence. Do they have the evidence? I think they do. And I think what they're doing is you start at the bottom, you work your way up. They're waiting for people to flip. In other words, inform on their bosses. And I think that will happen. I think it already has happened. You're not supposed to use the United States government's intelligence community, that's 17 agencies, to spy on your political opponent. And that's exactly what the United States government was doing, and it used the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court to get a warrant to do it. It wasn't a criminal investigation. It never was. It was a intelligence investigation. As I said many times, as the Mueller report finally concluded, there was no coordination, there was no conspiracy between President Trump and the people in his campaign and the Russian government and Putin. That was a lie, a fabricated lie. And the beginnings of this have to be clearly sought out. And I think that's what's happening. Because a number of government agencies, namely the Central Intelligence Agency, the FBI, most likely the National Security Agency, as well as the Department of State and people in the White House were involved in this. This is the most scandalous, the largest political scandal in United States history. And who authorized it? President of the United States. You don't do this. No government official, I don't care if they're attorney general, FBI director, or CIA director, is going to do this unless the president is read in and agrees with it. So there's a paper trail and there's a human trail, and you have to meticulously put this case together. And I'd be the first to say it takes time, and it takes a lot of people to investigate this. So I'm not faulting them in taking their time. But at some point you say, okay, when are you going to indict? And let me make clear, because a lot of people jump to this conclusion, and it's not a fair conclusion. I think everyone is entitled, under the law, for a fair trial. They should be presumed innocent until a jury of their peers finds them guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. I need to say that because some people are quick to rush to judgment. I'm not rushing to judgment. I'm waiting for the government to clean up its own act. What we're talking about is high government officials in the FBI, the Central Intelligence Agency, the State Department, Department of Justice, and in the White House were all involved in this, read in on this, knew what was happening. It gets back to the question, when did President Obama know and what did he know? It's the old question. Why did this happen? Well, they thought Hillary Clinton was going to win. They really did. I think the one thing that tripped them all up was everyone assumed wrongly, as it turned out, that Hillary Clinton would win and what they were doing would never, and I mean absolutely never, see the light of day. And they were almost right that when she didn't win and Donald Trump won, they all had a big problem. And I think you're talking anywhere from 30 to 60 people, maybe more, maybe less, who knows. Does that mean they're going to indict 30 to 60 people? No, they're going after the heads, whoever led this. And I think what you're going to hear rather early on, well, President Obama authorized it. We were ordered to do this because the president does have to authorize this. What is your authority to do this? And like I say, no FBI director, no attorney general, no CIA director is going to do this unless he has clear authorization from President Obama. That's the one part of this that the big lie media mob doesn't want to focus in on at all. But anyone that's been in government, worked in government, knows this. You have a attitude of CYA, cover your ass, assets, whatever you want to call it. They don't want to lose their jobs, although many have already lost their jobs. They should have lost their jobs. But what the American people want is justice. And what I mean by that, well, the law applies to everybody. And if you've broken the law, why aren't we prosecuting them? It's a crime to leak information to the press, especially about ongoing investigations, and lying about it. And James Comey lied about it. Now, he was authorized to leak information if it was in the public interest. Keep that in mind. So what's causing all this attention now? Because I covered this a show or two ago. Andrew McCabe, who was fired from his job, he retired. They're not going to prosecute him for lying. Now, that was the recommendation of the Inspector General of the Department of Justice. Remember, the Inspector General cannot prosecute. It must be referred to the Department of Justice, and the Attorney General, the DOJ, Department of Justice, must make a determination whether or not they want to prosecute. Now, sometimes they don't prosecute low-level crimes, knowing that there's something bigger coming down, so they'll give the person a pass. I don't know if that's the situation. It might very well be. I don't know. I have no inside information. But I know the President of the United States and a lot of people that follow this story think that Andy McCabe, or the Deputy Director of the FBI, they thought he was going to be prosecuted for leaking information to the press. And he lied about doing it, was caught in a lie. It was the easier case to pursue. Now, why is that getting my attention? Remember when Hillary Clinton set up her email server, proceeded to put highly classified information on that email server and used it to conduct Department of State business on that server? And when she was caught at it, destroyed over 30,000 documents that were under subpoena from the Congress. The charges are different, but here's what's in common. That was a much easier case to make, as is the Andrew McCabe situation, to prove. Yet what did James McComey, the FBI director, do? He had a 15-minute press conference detailing all the potential crimes of Hillary Clinton, but then said no prosecutor would pursue it because they could not prove intent. Well, there's no requirement under the law to show intent. Many crimes have to show intent. Did they mean to do the crime? In other words, it wasn't an accident. It wasn't a mistake. Did they intend to do it? Well, that's not the case when you mishandle classified information. So the similarity is the case is relatively easy to prove one way or the other. Either you did it or didn't do it, both in the Hillary Clinton situation as well as the Andrew McCabe situation. And at the time, people thought, well, maybe the Clinton Foundation. Remember, there were two investigations. One was Hillary email situation, setting up the server and destroying documents. But there was also another investigation into the Clinton Foundation, pay for play. And that eventually, nothing was done. In either situation, the investigation led nowhere. Now, let me quickly say, one of the reasons why the FBI, Department of Justice, doesn't comment on cases, most of the time, I'm not saying all the time, but most of the time, yeah, the FBI does an investigation, but they decide there's either not the evidence, or there's nothing there, there's no evidence of it, or even if there is, we would be difficult to prove in court, like James Comey said. Well, we couldn't prove intent, not that they had to. So what happens? You hear nothing. Usually the first time you know someone is in serious trouble is when the grand jury is impaneled, and after that, it's the grand jury that determines who will be indicted. And once the indictments are handed down by the grand jury, then it's the Department of Justice, not the FBI. It's the Department of Justice that prosecutes the case. The FBI is to gather the evidence, to investigate, and make a recommendation or a referral whether or not they think there's enough here to warrant pursuing it. But ultimately, it's the Attorney General of the Department of Justice to make that decision. So the American people are getting a little, mad, aggravated. Is this going to be a repeat of the entire Hillary Clinton situation? There's a natural reluctance to prosecute former government officials of the very department you work for. American people are not going to stand for this. And Donald Trump, President Trump, better make it clear that, or he better understand that, If this suddenly goes away, like the prosecution of Hillary Clinton, he'll lose his supporters. Now, maybe he can finesse this through November. I'm looking for indictments, and they better be coming out sometime between now and Election Day. Otherwise, I think the fix is in again, that Washington is totally corrupt and the American people shouldn't trust the Department of Justice, the FBI, or for that matter, the President of the United States for not enforcing the law. That's why most Americans are very upset about this. They've seen how the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the Mueller investigated treated people or mistreated people. What's interesting, this comes on the heels of the big flap over the Roger Stone recommended sentencing. And let me make clear, because I've listened to some talk radio host, and Roger Stone was not sentenced to 7 to 9 years. It's up to the judge to make that determination. She could let him go free. She could let them get a 15-year sentence. I'm not thinking it's going to happen. But as I indicated in the last show, what I think is going to happen is Roger Stone's attorneys are going to move or make a motion that there's a mistrial here, that the foreman of the jury was biased and moved to vacate the conviction. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to happen. It's up to the judge, and that needs to be investigated. But anyway, the judge of that case can, I think it's in next week, I believe is the day. Maybe it's this week. I'm not sure. But anyway, the judge is going to sentence him. So we're probably going to hear some news on the Roger Stone case. But the reason I'm mentioning it is, and I've covered that last show, so I'm not covering it again, this smells. In other words, we have a very vindictive U.S. prosecutors that when it's one of theirs, they don't prosecute. When it's an American citizen, they prosecute. They throw the book at them. This is not playing well in the amongst the American people. They don't like this. And part of the problem is you have holdovers from the Obama administration. So I'm going to get off this. I'm basically going to wait and see what's happening, and it should be happening, I think, in the next 6 to 9 months maximum. I call this Spygate. I've covered this half a dozen times or more, probably a dozen times, two dozen times. I'm tired of it. I want action. I want justice. I want the guilty or the people that committed felonies to be indicted and prosecuted in a federal court. When? Not excuses and, oh, Donald Trump is tweeting, woe is me, he's making my job hard. Well, so what? And the Democrats are trying to ouster Barr. They know that when the indictments come out, and I'm assuming they're going to be indictments, that this is not going to sit well with the American people, and it's going to do damage to all the Democratic candidates across this country. This all happened in the Obama administration. It goes right into the White House. That's why I say this is the political scandal of United States history. And yes, the big lie media mob is trying to ignore it. I don't think they're going to be able to ignore it. If they are, and one final thing, the statute of limitations is running. Most of these illegal activities took place in 2016. 5 years is 2021. So they really have to go forward this year at the latest, early part of next year, if they're going to pursue it. I don't want to see a lot of high government officials take a pass. And I also don't want to see some low-level person being the scapegoat. You have people at the staff level that were helping their bosses in doing this. They are just as culpable. They were following, in my mind, illegal orders. Like I said, just because Barack Obama orders it doesn't mean it's legal. And he was kept in the loop and want it done by the book. And now what's Obama going to say? Well, I didn't authorize them doing this illegally. It's going to be a lot of finger pointing, folks. You better believe there's going to be a lot of finger pointing. And when these people get into the courtroom, who are they going to call? Oh, yeah, they're going to call their bosses, their boss, their boss's bosses. Goes right back into the Oval Office. So we haven't heard the last of this. Now, there were some more indictments of that 5G, that communist Chinese company Huawei. It is a communist Chinese company engaged in illegal activity. And yes, the U.S. government is adding more and more indictments for crimes that they've committed. They've stolen intellectual property. And they are the leader now in 5G. And I don't have time on this show, but that's a revolutionary technology. And you want to be the leader in it, and the communist Chinese want to be a leader in this technology, so they will lie, steal, whatever it takes to get that end result. But they, like every U.S. citizen, have to be presumed innocent until proven guilty by a jury of their peers. Beyond a reasonable doubt. Beyond a reasonable doubt. There's some more indictments that were handed down. How does this affect you? Well, this could have an impact on trade. It's not clear it will, and we have to see what happens in court. Because I'd be the first to say, just because the federal government or a state government, whoever indicts you, doesn't mean they have a case. They got to prove it. So we'll see. They were charged with stealing intellectual property from a number of high-tech firms. They weren't named, but most likely, you know, Cisco. They're big in telecom, so any company involved in telecom, they're trying to steal their technology from it. But again, you got to prove it in court. So that made the headlines, and it should have made the headlines. And I'm glad it did. Huawei. And their treasurer is still under house arrest in Canada, has to wear one of those ankle devices. So the Canadian authorities will know where she is. She is the daughter of the founder of this company. When will this go to trial? Who knows? And the United States foreign policy, we're putting a lot of pressure on a number of our allies not to include any of this company's technology because the strong suspicion is they're using it to spy, gather information, data. It's a national security threat. And I agree it is. We're finally waking up to the fact that, guess what? Not everyone plays fair. People cheat. People steal, people lie, and people get caught. And when they get caught, they need to be prosecuted, and if convicted, pay the price by a prison term or a big fine, or both. So it's very much wait and see on this one as well. Interesting, this made the news, though. The Department of Justice has been in the news this week for sure, including the Attorney General with his interview about the handling of the sentencing. Donald Trump never called him, although it's his right to call him. And I played the relevant sections of that interview last show, and Attorney General Barr said no. Neither the White House nor Donald Trump has called me on any criminal case, including this one on Roger Stone and sentencing. Now, I'll be the first to say, and I said it last show, I'm not a fan of Roger Stone. Not at all, but the recommended sentencing was, I thought, outrageous. And what was more outrageous and really was designed to intimidate him was their big raid. I don't remember that, but it was that's exactly what it was trying to do, intimidate him. Federal government shouldn't be doing that. And they made some of the attorneys involved in the case that recommended the sentencing, they resigned. So what? We need to get them out of government. Now, it's a revolving door. So I'm not concerned that they resign. I could care less if they resigned. I'm not impressed with the integrity and the way they're doing this. This is very much like what a police state would try to do. We're not there yet, but it's not encouraging seeing what the federal government has done. And remember, when you're up against the federal government, they have virtually unlimited resources, at least in theory. But just the fact that they're targeting you, if not, and if they're doing it, they could bankrupt you. And that's what's happened to many people that work for Trump. And Trump has said so. And they had no grounds for it. See, that's what's disturbing. If they can do it to Donald Trump and the Republican Party, they can do it to any American citizen, no matter how wealthy you are. That's why I say get an attorney and don't cooperate. Let them make their own case. Don't you open your mouth so they can use your words against you. And that's what most competent attorneys will tell you. You're a damn fool if you think you're going to take them on and going to win, even if you've committed no crimes. They're trying to trap you in committing a crime. That's what's not sitting well with the American people. That we have selective enforcement of our laws, and we're deliberately going out of our way to try to entrap people. A perjury trap is what it's called. See, I know the human mind is not a tape recorder. And people are not going to recall details. That doesn't mean they're lying or trying to hide something. They don't remember. Whether you're innocent or guilty, that's just the way the human mind is. Now, that doesn't mean if you consciously are committing crimes, you know the details. See, one of the problems is many of these attorneys are dealing with bad guys. And they have that attitude that everyone's a bad guy. No, not everybody is a bad guy. You can get caught up in something where you're a bystander. I think the American people now, they've lost trust in our own government institutions, our own Congress, so-called media, the press. And that's why I think many of them are not paying attention. They've thrown up their hands and don't want to be bothered. They're leaving both political parties. And that is an appropriate reaction, but what's dangerous about that? It lets these bastards get away with it. It means corruption wins. If the bad guys get away with it, it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better. And sad to say, I think this is out of control. I think it's in both political parties to the point that the only way to deal with it is the American people are going to have to set up their own new political party to take on both Democrats and Republicans, because I think the corruption has, it's deep and wide, and they have the arrogance that they can get away with it. What's driving this is a lot of arrogance. We're above the law. It doesn't apply to us. We'll get away with it. And why do they have this attitude? Because that's exactly what has happened. Has anyone in the Obama administration spent one day in prison when they were trying to overthrow a legitimately, fairly elected president? No one's paid any day in prison. In some countries, if you engaged in a coup and fail, you're arrested and executed. That's what was going on here. The United States government, and here's the irony, the CIA was involved in this. The CIA director was. And so were several of our allies, foreign intelligence agencies, United Kingdom, Italy, I believe, and maybe one or two more. They were conspiring against people in the Trump campaign, trying to set them up, infiltrate. It didn't work. But they were successful to a limited extent. It worked up to now. Like I say, in other countries, you pull this, you're going to be arrested. In our country, well, we have due process. I'm all for due process, but that's why I think justice delayed is justice denied. It's the American people that are watching this, and they're not encouraged. And I don't know how this is going to turn out. See, I thought eventually Trump won and should have gone after Hillary Clinton, but Jeff Sessions, a man that he never should have been offered the attorney general position, but that's what he wanted. He was an early backer of Trump, endorser. He got the job, and then he just wasn't competent for the job. I have no way to sugarcoat it. He didn't want to ruffle feathers. He didn't want to go after the people in the FBI and the Department of Justice that were involved in this. Good guys, in this case, finished last. And he eventually had to resign. He's now running, trying to get his seat back in the Senate. So be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you want. You might get it. And then you could be a disaster or failure at it. And he was. And that wasted a lot of time, because if he had instead went after Hillary Clinton, and there were a lot of evidence, he could have at least prosecuted her. He didn't do it. And as a result, early on, they didn't have much time anyway. The statute of limitations ran because she left office 5 years from more or less when Sessions got in the job. And because she got away with it, I think many Democrats think they can get away with it again and again and again. You see, people need to be held accountable for their crimes, their illegal behavior. And the American people, I firmly believe, because I believe it, don't like what they're saying. They think we do have a two-tier or dual justice system. For about 99% of the American people, we have a rule of law, and if you break the rule of law or you commit crimes, criminal behavior, they're going to go after you. Conversely, if you happen to be a very high-level government official, the chances of them going after you are slim and none. I think it should be the other way. If you're a high government official and engaged in anything that approaches this, it should be swift, not let it drag out. Go after them and investigate hard instead of deliberately taking your time. I'm all for doing a robust investigation where you have the evidence, pursue it. But you can't keep delaying and delaying it, because that puts a big question mark. What's going on here? Are they really protecting their own? That's what we're talking about, the Department of Justice and the FBI protecting their own. Let me just tell them, you have lost credibility until you establish it back by going after the people that broke the law. Your reputation is shot. This is the FBI and the Department of Justice, because both were involved in this. And to a limited extent, the CIA. The American people no longer trust their own government. They no longer trust Congress, the House and the Senate. And half don't trust Trump, and the other half don't trust them. We live in trying times, but what's the corrective to this? See, I don't think it's to continue voting Democrat and Republican. If you do that, nothing fundamentally important is going to change. It's business as usual, and that's exactly what the politicians want, whether they're Democrats or Republicans. So it's very much wait and see what happens, if anything. And I hope that's not what happens, but it could. There are a lot of powerful people that don't want what happened in the Obama administration exposed. Just keep that in mind. And many of them are still in the Department of Justice and still in the FBI and still in the CIA and still in the National Security Agency and I dare say still in the White House. It almost, although I don't even want to mention this, but I will, it almost cries out for a commission, but commissions seem to not get to the bottom of it. I think it's more fundamental. You need competition amongst political parties, and you don't have competition. They both want to expand the role and the scope of government, and in so doing, what happens? You get bigger and bigger government, you get out-of-control government spending, you get corruption. And an erosion of the trust of the American people in their own institutions, including Congress and the federal government. And that's exactly what's happened. And it turns people off to politics, because even though I'm recommending we need to start a new political party and take them on, politics is something that fewer and fewer people want to get into. It amazes me. I listen to some. You have some very capable, good people. Some. You have others. I just shake my head. And I'm not going to mention any names, but I say, is this the best a congressional district can do? Well, maybe it is. It is a two-party system, and it's rigged for either Democrats or Republicans. Actually, both. And that's why I always go back, and I'll say it again. It deserves repeating. I'm for limited government. In other words, cut the government in half, for starters. It's not going to happen. I know that. We're going to be forced to have to do it, though. That's what they're not telling you. Sooner than you think. Donald Trump hopes he'll be out of office by then. 2024, do I think it's going to happen before 2024? No, but I do think it's going to happen in the next 10, 15 years at the outside. And the longer that we wait and the longer we delay to make fundamental changes in policy, and you're not going to see it either it doesn't matter if you elect Democrats or Republicans or even, let's say they get together, it's not going to happen. They can't balance a budget to save their lives. And the biggest deficit is leadership. You have no leadership. Oh, there are a few good people. And you can find out who those good people are. Go to Conservative Review, go to the scorecard, and look up your senator or your representative. Most of them are rated F and Ds. And that's Democrats and Republicans. And they're F and Ds because they want bigger and bigger government. They want to. And what happens when it gets bigger? They go after you. You. We become a police state. That's what I'm saying. They're spying on you every day. Most people aren't aware of it. Everything you do over the internet, everything you do over the phone, they have copies of it and they store it in servers at a number of sites. And if any time they want to target you for whatever reason, a good reason or a bad reason, they can and will do it. And they don't play fair. Welcome to America and the America dream. That said, the economy is doing well. But even after saying that, it wouldn't take much, though, to get us into a recession. We're in a very unstable situation, politically and economically. Economically, it's just it's unsustainable. What we're doing is unsustainable. The only way the United States government can pay its bills is to borrow more and more and more. In one sentence, that's exactly what's going on. They're borrowing more and more money. Eventually, it collapses. We become Greece, or we're fast becoming Greece. And there are very few people that have the courage to do anything about it. That's probably the shorter supply. Leadership is in short supply. But even if you can find a leader, and there are some leaders out there, they need to be articulate, they have to have integrity, but they have to have the courage to communicate to the American people what's going on and their vision as to what they would do to correct it. And I look and look and look, and I don't see it. And I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican, I'm not seeing it in either party. Now, after saying that, yeah, there are some very good-intentioned people. I understand that. Not everyone is a crook. Not everyone is corrupt. But the majority of them are. They'll never admit it. And what's complicating the situation is the sheer magnitude of the lying. You don't know what to believe anymore. You certainly can't believe the news media. They're more or less propaganda arms of both parties, primarily the Democratic Party. But so where do you get your information? Or if you're really concerned about this, want to do something about it, you have to check, double check every story. Most people don't have the time or inclination to do that. I certainly wouldn't. If I weren't doing this show, I wouldn't do it. I don't listen to news anymore. That is a waste of time. They're all biased. They've always been biased. But now they're not even telling you a small percent of the truth. And they're scared. Let me say this. You want to know why we have what's called Trump derangement syndrome in the Democratic Party and in the media today? They're scared. They're scared of all the crimes that Obama did and Hillary Clinton did. The American people will know in glorious detail. So when you're scared, why do you confuse the situation? You conflate things. What they really do is they don't even discuss the story. And if they do, they don't make the connections. They leave it up to you to try to figure out what's going on. Good luck with that. And I mean good luck, because it's going to take some luck. Sometimes I get lucky in preparing a show. So what I say is you just walk away. If you're a Democrat or a Republican, and many of you have been that for decades, you get into a bad habit. Walk away. Walk away from both political parties and then decide what can you do, if anything. See, I'm convinced it would only take 1 or 2 million people, not a lot, of motivated people to establish a new party and take on both the Democrat and Republican parties. The Democratic Party is very divided, despite what they want to make you think. And if you look at the leadership of the Republican Party, they're not anything to write home about. Yeah, both parties are at each other's throats. That's part of the problem, but I don't see anything that's going to change that. The only thing that politicians understand, Democrat or Republican, is can I win? Can I stay in power? That's what they're interested in, staying in power. What makes it dangerous is when they truly believe that end of staying in power justifies almost any means, including criminal behavior. That's where we're at. That's how corrupt Washington is. Donald Trump is never going to drain the swamp. He's not. He doesn't have the time. He doesn't have the people. He certainly doesn't have the money. And this has been going on for decades. Drain the swamp? No. You need to take over power, and legitimately, I'm not calling for a revolution. I'm calling for throwing Democrats and Republicans out of office. Because if you think they're going to be the answer, you're sadly mistaken. Government is the problem, and both of these parties are abrogating more and more government. That's exactly the situation. So walk away. Think about it. Stop the two-party tyranny of the big government parties, and that's going to take a new political party, and that'll take time. Unfortunately, time is not what we have to do this, given the situation, the financial situation and the political situation. Thank you for listening, and now, America the Beautiful.
My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. With a voice of Richland College.
You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com. And KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.